SBF parents claim no customer money was lost, but creditors say the math uses 2022 prices. Sam Bankman-Fried's parents appeared on CNN's Smirkonish program on March 22, 2026, and made a claim that set off an immediate backlash from FTX creditors. No customer money was lost. Joseph Bankman, a Stanford law professor, told the host, "The money was always there. These were very profitable companies with billions of extra assets." Barbara Fried, his wife and a retired Stanford law professor, added, "Everybody has been made whole, with 18 to 43% interest." She called the prosecution essentially political and claimed the Biden administration had decided to destroy crypto, per CoinDesk's report. The FTX Recovery Trust has now distributed roughly $10 billion to creditors, with the latest $2.2 billion tranche going out on March 31. On paper, some customer classes are reaching 100% recovery, and certain convenience classes are receiving 18 to 43% in interest on top. That is the number Bankman-Fried's parents cited. Creditors do not accept that framing. The 2022 dollar problem FTX creditor representative Sunil Kavuri responded directly, "FTX creditors are not whole." The core dispute comes down to a single date. FTX filed for bankruptcy on November 11, 2022. Bitcoin was trading near $16,800. Ether was around $1,200. All creditor claims were frozen at those prices. As of March 23, 2026, Bitcoin sits at $68,271 and Ether at $2,056. A creditor who held one BTC on FTX in November 2022 received a claim valued at roughly $16,800. Even with 43% interest, that payout reaches about $24,024. The same Bitcoin is now worth $68,271. In real terms, the creditor recovered about 35 cents on the dollar. Kavuri puts the actual recovery range at 9 to 46% in crypto terms, depending on the asset held and the claim class. The gap between 100% plus interest and 9 to 46% is not a rounding error. It is the difference between measuring in frozen 2022 dollars and measuring in the assets creditors actually lost. Routine borrowing versus criminal fraud. The Bankman-Fried parents also recharacterized how Alameda Research used FTX customer deposits. They described it as routine borrowing, a phrase that drew sharp criticism given that a federal jury convicted their son on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy in November 2023. The trial established that Alameda had a special exemption in FTX's code, allowing it to withdraw customer funds without the usual collateral checks. Prosecutors demonstrated that billions in customer deposits were used for venture investments, political donations, and real estate purchases, none of which the depositing customers authorized or knew about. Calling that routine borrowing reframes the conviction itself. The jury heard weeks of testimony from former FTX executives, including Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, who pleaded guilty and cooperated with prosecutors. The distinction between borrowing and stealing was, in effect, the central question the jury answered. The clemency angle. The CNN appearance did not happen in a vacuum. Bankman-Fried is serving a 25-year sentence. His legal team has an appeal pending, and media appearances by his parents fit a pattern of public advocacy that creditors view as groundwork for a clemency petition. President Trump previously rejected pardon consideration for Bankman-Fried. But the political dynamics have shifted. Bankman-Fried's parents are framing their son as a victim of an anti-crypto Biden administration, a narrative that aligns with the current administration's pro-crypto stance. Whether that reframing gains traction with a White House that has embraced crypto policy is an open question. Barbara Fried's characterization of the prosecution as essentially political also carries weight given her background. Before retiring from Stanford, she ran Mind the Gap, a political fundraising operation that directed tens of millions to Democratic candidates. That connection complicated her son's case during trial and now complicates her credibility as an advocate for depoliticizing his prosecution. What this means for custodial risk. The FTX collapse remains the single most cited reason crypto users give for moving to self-custody options. The made-whole debate reinforces why. Even in the best-case scenario, where a bankrupt custodian eventually returns funds, the recovery timeline and valuation methodology can erase most of the actual value. FTX creditors waited over 3 years. Their claims were priced at the bottom of a bear market. The assets they lost have since quadrupled in some cases. For crypto card users choosing between custodial and non-custodial spending options, the lesson is structural. A custodial provider that goes insolvent freezes your assets at the worst possible moment, and the legal process that follows measures your loss in yesterday's prices.